Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Christopher.
So it's time for our monthly dose of fun facts, and in the first fun fact we're going to be talking names. So Chris, what does your name actually mean?
Okay, my name Christopher, it's spelled with a K, but it's still similar to Christopher with a C, and Christopher means bearer of light, like Christ, like as in Jesus Christ. That's where it's derived from.
Fancy!
How about you?
Well, my name Patrick is from the Latin patris for words like noble. It means noble. It's related to words like pater, father, things like that. Patrician, leader of a city, those kind of words. So the meanings of words can be quite useful, but as we'll find out in our first question, they can be difficult as well. All right, let's take a look at today's article.
Reading. Fun facts. What connects French fries, peanuts, and killer whales? A. They were all discovered in the 18th century. B. None of them taste as good as they look. C. They all have misleading names. If you chose C, you're bound to make a name for yourself one day. It's claimed that French fries were invented in Belgium, though this is the subject of an argument between Belgium and France. Meanwhile, peanuts are actually legumes, not nuts. Unlike nuts, which grow on trees, peanuts grow underground. Finally, killer whales, or orcas, belong to the dolphin rather than the whale family. Why shouldn't you store apples and carrots in the same space? A. Their shapes don't look very good together. B. The carrots will start to taste bitter. C. The apples will start to lose their color. You chose B? Sweet. Apples, along with most other fruits, produce an invisible gas called ethylene. This gas causes vegetables such as carrots to ripen faster and go bad sooner. This means you have to be careful about how you store your fruits and vegetables.
All right, let's take a look at the first question, okay? What connects French fries, peanuts, and killer whales? Before we take a look at the answer, let's talk about the word connect. It's a verb spelled C-O-N-N-E-C-T, connect, and it means to have a link with or a relationship to something or be associated with something. For example, the smart detective connected the clues to work out who had committed the crime.
Ah, very good. Now, we also heard the word killer whale.
Mm.
Killer, spelled K-I-L-L-E-R, killer. Ah.
Yep.
And whale, W-H-A-L-E, whale. Now, a killer whale is a very big sea animal that has its body is black and white in color.
Yes, famous for the black and white color.
Right. It has two big white circles on either side of its face to represent eyes, but its eyes are not actually there. They're in the black part, and that's a defense mechanism. So if other animals like dolphins or something attack the killer whale, they go for the white spots, which are tough and not actually the eyes.
Wow.
Yep.
Didn't know that. We'll learn some more about killer whales in a moment, but let's check the answers. So remember, question, what connects killer whales, French fries, and peanuts, okay? Mm. Is it answer A, they were all discovered in the 18th century?
Hmm.
Possible.
Okay. Answer B, none of them taste as good as they look. I do think French fries taste better than they look.
I don't think they taste as good as they look. So, but I might go for B. But or is it answer C? They all have misleading names. Okay, let's explain the word misleading. This is an adjective, and it gives you the wrong idea or the wrong impression, so you don't understand it properly. For example, a teacher could give you misleading instructions, and if they do, you students won't know what to do.
That's right.
So, well, A, B, C. I'm going for B. I don't think French fries taste good at all.
Really?
Yeah, I'm saying B.
Okay.
What about you?
You know, I'll go with B as well.
Okay, right. Well, the answer says if you chose C, you're bound to make a name for yourself one day.
We did not make names for ourselves.
We failed that one. If you're bound to do something, then you're certain to do something. It's very likely. For example, Kenny is so smart, he's bound to get a good grade on the math test.
Now, we also heard the idiom, make a name for oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And that means to become famous or well-known or to make a reputation.
Yeah.
Here's an example sentence. The young man hopes to make a name for himself in the business world.
Okay, he wants to be a business success.
That's right. It's also our shortcut for you, so we're going to take a brief break and you can watch a short video teaching you how to use this idiom.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
Who is someone that you really admire?
Well, I just read a book about Steve Jobs.
He was the CEO of Apple. A lot of people admire him.
I think it's amazing how he made a name for himself.
You mean his name is not really Steve Jobs?
To make a name for oneself means to become famous.
Oh, I'm so silly. To make a name for oneself means 成名.
Steve Jobs made a name for himself by coming up with interesting ideas and products.
Yes, like iPod, iPad, and iPhone.
I wish I could make a name for myself like that.
Yeah.
Those things are so cool.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we've got our answer. The names of peanuts, French fries, and killer whales are misleading. But why? Okay, let's take a look. It says, it's claimed that French fries were invented in Belgium. Okay, different country. Though, the article says, this is the subject of an argument between Belgium and France. They're both saying, I did it, we did it, we created French fries.
That's really strange, because the French people I've met, they say French fries are not ours. They don't want to claim it at all.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, so
no,
maybe
don't.
There are certain French people who are like, our name's there, we claim it.
Fair enough.
All right, now an argument, spelled A-R-G-U-M-E-N-T, argument, is a disagreement, fight, or difference of opinion between two or more sides. Here's an example sentence. The two girls had a bad argument, and now they never speak to one another.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so they had a fight, a verbal fight, yep. Most likely, not a physical one.
Maybe.
And now they don't want to be friends.
That's
they don't all. Talk.
Okay, so French fries, misleading name because right. They were probably invented in Belgium. Maybe we should call them Belgian fries. Too long.
We have Belgian waffles, though.
Ah, there we go. So what about peanuts? Well, the article says, meanwhile, peanuts are actually legumes, not nuts.
Ah.
Okay? So a legume, spelled L-E-G-U-M-E, this is more like a science word for this type of plant. Now, they grow in the ground and they produce pods. So beans, soybeans, green peas, and of course, peanuts are all legumes.
Which makes sense because the peanut is inside of
a little
shell just
yeah.
like a, you know, a green bean or a soybean.
A green pea, yeah. Yeah. So it's not peanuts and not real nuts. There you go.
All right. So unlike nuts, which grow on trees, peanuts grow underground.
Underground.
Okay, now underground, spelled U-N-D-E-R-G-R-O-U-N-D. It's one word. It's the word under and ground put together. And it's an adjective, underground. And it means under the ground, beneath the earth's surface. people hide underground when the enemy planes bombed the city. So yeah. People hid underground when the enemy planes bombed the city.
It's true. Okay, it's peanuts and French fries. What about killer whales? Okay, the article says killer whales, or orcas, which is another name for them, belong to the dolphin family rather than the whale family. So they're actually just big dolphins rather than whales, okay? Orca is spelled O-R-C-A, and that's like the scientist, the proper name for a killer whale.
Right, people say orca whales.
Yes.
Like that. Okay, exactly. Now it's time for our second question.
Cool.
So here it is. Why shouldn't you store apples and carrots in the same space?
That's interesting.
Okay.
Well, let's look at our possible answers. Is it A, their shapes don't look very good together? Kind of round apple, long carrot.
Right.
Okay. Maybe.
I noticed that you're wearing a red shirt today. You could be like an apple and I could be like a carrot. I'll stand like this.
Okay.
Do we look good together?
I don't
think we look good. All right, answer B, the carrots will start to taste bitter.
Possible, okay. Answer C, the apples will start to lose their color. That's it. I think it might be C. I can imagine an apple starting to change. Maybe it goes orange. Maybe the carrots kind of, you know, rub off on them.
I think that maybe it will taste slightly different.
Okay.
But I don't know if it would taste bitter. Because bitter means sour, right?
No, so bitter and sour are different. That's the difference between coffee and oranges.
Right. Okay, so let's see. I'll go with the same answer as you.
Color. Well, if you chose B, sweet. Well, yeah, we were wrong again. So here the word sweet can be used to mean sweet, like the opposite of bitter. But sweet can also mean great, cool. So you say to someone, you're coming to the beach? Sweet.
All right. So, we'll find out why.
Yeah.
Apples, along with most other fruits, produce an invisible gas called ethylene.
Mm-hmm.
Ethylene, right?
Yep, ethylene.
Okay, and this, I guess, will maybe make it taste different.
I guess so, yeah. Okay. That's what it does. It produces this invisible gas, okay? We say invisible. This is spelled I-N-V-I-S-I-B-L-E, invisible, to mean something that cannot be seen, okay? So this gas, you can't see this gas. Another example could be the mad scientist drank a potion that made him invisible. Like in the famous story, The Invisible Man.
Ah, very cool. Now, the gas that we saw, ethylene, is spelled E-T-H-Y-L-E-N-E.
Yep.
And it's a noun, and it's a colorless gas that can burn and smells a little sweet.
Yes.
Okay, so, and it's naturally produced by plants.
All plants produce this in certain amounts, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, and this gas, this ethylene, or ethylene, some people might say, but ethylene is the right way, it causes vegetables, such as carrots, to ripen faster and go bad sooner, okay? So apples produce more than carrots, and the carrots just start to go a little bit bitter, a little bit ripe. They won't be so nice. They'll go bad quicker because of the gas.
Okay. Now we heard Pat say ripen.
Mm.
And ripen, spelled R-I-P-E-N, ripen, it means to become ripe.
Yes.
Or ready for harvesting and eating.
Mm.
So if you have a fruit that has not been ripened, it'll probably be harder. It'll
yes.
be like really hard to bite. But if it's ripe, it's softer. Like a banana.
Mm.
The riper a banana gets, the more brown the outer
Skin.
Yeah, the outer skin
yes.
will be.
Yeah, the sugars are kind of turning into different kinds of types of sugars as they ripen, and that makes them easier to eat, usually juicier, usually sweeter. But once they've ripened too much, they start to go bad. Okay,
right.
And when food goes bad, we don't want to eat it.
Right. Here's an example sentence for ripen. The fruits are ripening in the summer sun.
Yeah. So if you put carrots and apples, apples and carrots together, the carrots are going to suffer a bit. They're going to go bad. And this means, as the article says, you have to be careful about how you store your fruits and vegetables. Now, here we use the word store, S-T-O-R-E, store, as a verb rather than a noun like department store. Okay? As a verb, it means to keep something for future use. Okay? You could talk about storing things in a big warehouse,
right.
Storing toys in a box or something like that. Or this sentence, old jam jars can be used for storing rice or flour. You clean them out first, but once you've got a nice clean jam jar, you don't have to buy a new one for a flour or sugar. You can just put it in that nice clean jar. Good for the environment because you don't throw things away. You reuse stuff.
That's very interesting. Mentioning reuse or different ways of using something for a different purpose. Carrots are actually considered by many a garbage vegetable.
Really?
And what happens is farmers, if they have, let's say, soil that they want to use to grow crops, but they're not sure of the quality of the soil, the dirt that you bury the vegetables in to grow, they will harvest a bunch of carrots. They'll plant them. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that carrots will pull the things out of the soil. So if there's any
bad kind of
if there's any metals or bad nutrients in there, the carrots will pull it up and then they just throw the carrots away. So it's a way of cleaning the dirt.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so lots of extra fun facts, bonus fun facts today. We've got more tomorrow, but right now we're going to move on to today's For You chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, so today's chat question, remember we learned that killer whales are not really whales, they're dolphins, they're just very big dolphins, okay? Very similar animals, both mammals, but slightly different families of animals. Mm-hmm. But the question is, have you ever seen a whale or a dolphin in person, Chris?
Yes.
Yes.
I have seen a whale and I've seen dolphins.
Wow. Tell us more.
Okay. I was on a cruise when I was in Greece. And as the ship is moving in the ocean, there were dolphins following along. They were hopping next to the boat that we were on, the cruise liner. And then also while we were out there, there was one point where people were talking about a large fish. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what they were talking about. So I went up to the front of the boat, and we happened to see a whale breaching the water and just falling back in.
So lucky.
It's very heavy, so it didn't get as much air or as far from the surface as the dolphins did. The dolphins came completely out of the water, where the whale was only partially out. Most of its body, but not its tail.
Very lucky. Yeah. I've seen dolphins. I saw one in Thailand when it was, again, jumping around near a boat that I was on, just going around. I have never seen a whale, and it's one of the things I really want to see. I tried it. I went to Hualien, and I went on a whale-watching tour to try and find them. We didn't see one. I think I went at the wrong time of year for it. Never mind, but someday I will see a whale. It's something I will do.
I think in Japan they have a huge aquarium that actually has a whale in it, along with stingrays and stuff.
That I would see.
Yeah. So how about you out there? Have you seen whales or dolphins in person? And if so, talk among yourselves.
How did you feel when you saw it? I was excited when I saw that dolphin. I was like, look, check it out. It was white. It was it's kind of a white colored dolphin.
Oh, okay. I didn't see any white dolphins, so you have that on me. But I did see a pod of dolphins.
That's cool. Well, you've got the whale, so you win.
All right. But if you have seen them, maybe you've taken photos. And if so, you could post them on our Facebook page to show us and tell us your story.
Okay. Now, that's the end of our first day, but we've got day two of Fun Facts coming up tomorrow. Join us again then. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Christopher.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Fun Facts. What connects French fries, peanuts, and killer whales? A. They were all discovered in the 18th century. B. None of them taste as good as they look. C. They all have misleading names. If you chose C, you're bound to make a name for yourself one day. It's claimed that French fries were invented in Belgium, though this is the subject of an argument between Belgium and France. Meanwhile, peanuts are actually legumes, not nuts. Unlike nuts, which grow on trees, peanuts grow underground. Finally, killer whales, or orcas, belong to the dolphin rather than the whale family. Why shouldn't you store apples and carrots in the same space? A. Their shapes don't look very good together. B. The carrots will start to taste bitter. C. The apples will start to lose their color. You chose B, sweet. Apples, along with most other fruits, produce an invisible gas called ethylene. This gas causes vegetables such as carrots to ripen faster and go bad sooner. This means you have to be careful about how you store your fruits and vegetables.
Vocabulary Review.
Connect. The man and woman connected more when they found they both went to the same university. Argument. Sometimes couples have arguments, but it's important to calmly work through them. Underground. Certain animals hide underground to escape from dangerous animals. Invisible. Wind and cold are both invisible since we cannot see them. Ripen. You should let those tomatoes ripen some more before eating them. Store. Squirrels like to store nuts away inside trees before winter arrives.